Peter in Newton Abbey. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Peter, your father was murdered in 1993, is that right?
The anniversary is today, Stephen.
My goodness, today.
Yes.
Okay.
Very hard day. Very, very hard day.
Okay, and I understand that. So thank you for calling us, Peter. Murdered by whom?
Provisional IRA. Reason being, he was a company director for a company that did work on security force bases.
So tell me how you're feeling this morning.
Well, I should say disgusted, but it's a waste of my breath. I think, Stephen, as I told your researcher in the background, the victims, all the parties, it doesn't matter what publicly they say or on the record, off the record, if they could dig a big hole to put all the victims in tomorrow and cover it over, they would do it.
Well, they would deny that now.
Well, obviously they would. They're playing for the optics, so they are. The victims are the biggest inconvenience and the biggest stumbling block to what they want to achieve, which is government on their terms and I wouldn't say a one-party state, but more or less a two-party state we're in at the minute.
You say you're disgusted. Why?
Well, it's the promises that have been made, particularly many years ago, David Trimble, who I personally didn't have a great deal of time for when the politics of the time were going on, he was hounded out of office for his lack of action in confronting or forcing Sinn Féin to take hard decisions. Edwin Poots comes on this morning and, as you say, he's admitted that they are sitting in government with provisional IRA. That's what he said. So, they're trying to have their cake and eat it.
What does that mean to you when Edwin Poots said this morning what he said?
It goes against everything they've said and promised. And as I say, they hounded David Trimble out of office. So they did. So if they can appreciate the feelings of people today, that why is this any different now? They are basically giving succour to Sinn Féin and the IRA, saying, OK, everyone, the dogs in the street know they're one and the same. Of course, they will deny that. Sinn Féin will deny that. But I am more than confident.
But the DUP have said it out loud this morning,
yes,
haven't they?
Precisely. So how does that justify being in government with a party linked to terrorism? It wouldn't happen anywhere else in the world.
What's the alternative?
$64,000 question.
Sinn Féin have a huge mandate in this country decent people who believe in democracy.
A large proportion of their electorate do, yes. But I still say there's a sizable proportion would tomorrow go back to guns. It's been stated in some of the news reports I've seen online.
I think many people would object to you saying that.
People can object, but if you look online at some of the recent press statements that in the background members of the Provisional Movement believe they've been sold out by Sinn Féin and are...
Peter, you say this, sorry to interrupt, you say your father was murdered on this day in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
How was he killed? What happened to him?
He came home. I was at university at the time. I actually came home unexpectedly. He came up to my mother's house for dinner. He left shortly before 7 o'clock, walked out the door, said, as he always usually did, see you in a home, which is what he did. Walked out of the house and drove, from what I've been led to believe, drove to a garage to pick up a box of cigars, I think, which he was partial to the odd one at the time. Drove up to the driveway of his house in Carnview Road in Carnmany. Drove down the driveway, got out of the car, locked the car, started to walk up the driveway and was attacked by two, possibly three individuals and was shot in the driveway.
Yeah. How old were you?
At that time, I was 21.
And you lose your dad. And I guess, Peter...
My idol. He basically... There's, you can check, and I've actually spoken with you before, Stephen, on other shows. You can check through the history. No one had a bad word to say about my father. No one.
There will be other victims, Peter, who not only support the peace process, but will applaud the political parties for trying to work together, for trying to make something work, so that no one will ever think violence is the way forward, that democracy is the alternative.
And I would support that 100%. My father would have supported that. My father was a peaceful man. I'm a peaceful man. That's my argument. Is I could quite easily, because I'm angry, I still am angry, I could have easily have taken up weapons. I chose not to. I had a choice. I chose not to. People are saying, you saw with the McGuigan murder, the guns are there. It's back to the Troubles era to a much lesser extent, Stephen. There's an acceptable level of violence. If it's internal housekeeping, whether it be the Loyalist or Republican side, it'll fly. It'll get pushed under the carpet. We'll continue as normal. And there'll be a bit of politicking here and there. But lo and behold, a week, 3 weeks, 2 months, 6 months later, all be back to normal. Because the lure...
Well, it wasn't normal when the DUP were pulling ministers, including the health minister of this country, out of government. That wasn't normal.
That was a joke. That was... we're getting into a totally different area of conversation, and I have my own personal reasons, or my reasons to believe why they did that. And that's more to do with current investigations going on elsewhere in Stormont.
Well, I'm sure the DUP would utterly reject that, and it's not appropriate to talk about it on this programme this morning, Peter.
Yeah.
But what do you say? What do you say?
Thing, Stephen,
what do you say, Peter? I really don't want to get into that territory.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you say, Peter, to the DUP this morning, given that they're now returning to government with Sinn Féin?
Well, that's certainly my vote gone. I, as I say, before, and my father before me, up until his murder, was an Alliance voter. I then started voting Unionist after sort of David Trimble's decision to go into power. I moved over to the DUP, and I've voted for the DUP almost ever since. Not anymore.
They're trying to make it work, Peter, aren't they? They have to recognise Sinn Féin's democratic mandate. They've got to, Peter. Do they not?
You have to have a mandate, yes, and with an electoral mandate, you cannot argue with a mandate. I'm not saying that. But you cannot have a party sitting there with the IRA Council, as Theresa Villiers said yesterday, directing what Sinn Féin are actually doing.
Martin McGuinness rejects that.
He may well do, but again, Martin McGuinness rejects a lot of things. Gerry Adams rejects a lot of things. And again, it's, well, OK, they rejected it, so we'll just leave it there then. And it just seems to be... They seem to have a Teflon covering. So they do. Nothing sticks.
Difficult day today for you, Peter.
It's not the easiest. As I say, I just keep going and... I just sort of hug my two boys tight.
I'm so appreciative of you calling us this morning, sir. Okay?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.